folks, and welcome to In the Hole, the show that's golf, golf, nothing but golf, unless we feel like talking about something else. I'm your host, Mr. Golf, Fred Geffen, and I hope you enjoy this episode. So, without any further ado, let's do some golf. And you've all waited enough. It's a day late. We're always a dollar short, but this week we're a day late. But we are here. Hello, folks. How are you all? Say hello, goddess.
Hi, everybody. My apologies. It's my fault that it's a day late. So
goddess
my apologies.
Goddess is having a week.
Yes.
She's having a week. But it's a good week. It's a good week.
It's a good week.
We hope you are all well. We're going to share the goddess's good news in just a moment. We hope you are all doing well. It is the middle of May, and it still hasn't really gotten freaking nice here yet. It is the 18th. It is Wednesday. We are a day behind, but that's fine because we can talk about stuff that occurred that we might not have been able to talk about yesterday because it occurred today, although I'm not sure there's much of any of that. But either which way, it's major week, and we're going to get into that. Of course, obviously, the PGA Championship, which they moved from whoever the hell knows when it was. What was it, August or some such nonsense? They moved it up. I know we've had a new schedule. You have May, April, May, June, and July, and that's going to be the end of it. The Open Championship. Shouldn't say the British Open. I think we talked about that last week, that crazy movie where the people in Britain actually, who would never call it the British Open, but in the movie they're all going, the British Open, the British Open.
Yes.
Which was like very odd. And I actually pitched the producer my comedy movie. Like I could stand naked on a street corner with a fistful of 50s and I couldn't give it away. Okay, the naked would probably scare people off. I could be fully clothed with a fistful of 50s and I still couldn't give the goddamn script away. Anyway, so I sent her a note saying, you know, good looking, congratulations, good luck. By the way, you know, how about something broad-based as opposed to a tiny little ridiculous golf film that, you know, it's going to play for 3 weeks in a cinema, and then it's going to be on the Golf Channel rotation forever. They always do these little specialty movies. No broad appeal. I don't get it. But mine, hysterical screenplay. Bupkis. Been pitching that son of a bitch for years. Anyway, and I will not quit because you know what somebody wise once said. I don't know who the wise person was, but they said, you have not failed until you have stopped trying. So there you go. Anyway, what did that have to do with the weather?
I don't know either,
but what the hell does it matter at this point? It is the 18th of May. It is still not particularly great here, although this weekend, wonder of wonder, miracle of miracles, let's write a Broadway show. It's supposed to be like in the mid-70s on Long Island on Saturday, and guess who has a 9 a.m. tea time, technically 9:03, and we'll be playing this. There's some kind of outing or some kind of nonsense on the red, so we didn't even try. We'll be playing the blue course again. We played the blue course last week, and I actually played for, what, first time in 5.5 weeks, something like that, and I'm here to speak of it. I lived to talk about it. And we will discuss it later. But yes, I did play this weekend. It wasn't bad out.
I feel like it's like a different world because it's going to be 95 here.
You are living in a different world, and you're only, you know, you're south, obviously, but you're also inland. I bitch about it all the time. No matter how warm it starts to get here, it's always freaking windy. Why? Because I'm 3 blocks from the ocean, technically the channel where I live. There's a channel, and then there's Long Beach, and then there's the ocean. So, but it's on the water. I'm 3 blocks from, you know, from the water. So it's always breezy.
Okay.
That's what I hate about the golf courses down here. I much prefer to play at Eisenhower Well, Bethpage, you're more mid-island, and you're in a bunch of trees, so the wind is less affecting when you play down here on the south shore of Long Island, be it Inwood or Lawrence or Seawayne or the Hunt Club or Middle Bay. They're all on the water. Or Lido. And not the new Lido they're building in, like, Nebraska or Wyoming or Montana, some crazy thing there. We've had this discussion before, probably before your time, Goddess, about it used to be a golf course, Lido Golf Course, on the ocean in Lido Beach. The Army took it over in, I don't remember whether it was World War One or World War Two, probably World War Two. It was at the time considered possibly the greatest golf course on the planet. And now a family with a lot of money and time on their hands have decided, based on aerial photography and maps and pictures of from 1910, and one guy who's evidently a, you know, again, way too much time on his hands and became a super expert on this old, defunct golf course, they put it together and they're rebuilding it in Montana. Or some crazy thing from scratch. They are rebuilding the original Lido Golf Course, once considered the finest course on the planet. And they're just rebuilding it in the middle of the country somewhere, which is crazy. Anyway, point being, it's supposed to be decent here. Yes, where you are inland and south, it's going to be really warm, which I would enjoy. I would really enjoy a good schwitz just from being outside as opposed to like strolling on the treadmill every day indoors. Hopefully I'll get to the boardwalk soon and I can start my constitutionals, but usually it's not until Memorial Day weekend. And I'm hoping, give me one day. I would even go out on a, you know, not particularly warm or a little in and out cloud day. It's the wind that kills you. You know, you go down to the ocean now and it just comes in off the ocean and it freezes your rear end off, which is a bummer. Anyhow, whatchamacallit. So I'm jumping ahead of everything. The first thing we wanted to do is we want to congratulate our girl, the Goddess, who is now, you can see her now, and I kid you not, like 75 feet tall when you drive through this town in all her incredible voluptuousness. Like over the highway, and I'm going to ask you, Goddess, to explain. I remember that you mentioned you're doing these ads. She's doing poster ads, billboards, folks, big time billboard stuff, crazy shit. It is fabulous for a company. Wait, let me see. I remember the name of it. There, it's a lingerie company. Something. I got it. Thighs Unlimited.
Yes.
Get it.
Yes.
Get it.
Yes, yes.
Where is this puppy located? Tell everybody so they can go look for you.
Thighsunlimited.com. It's very easy. If you need
You're on the what? You didn't tell me you were on the website. You just showed me the poster.
You can actually purchase my poster on the website. If you want a poster of me, you can purchase it on the website.
But wait a minute. Where's the billboard?
The billboard is in Allentown, so it's in
okay. That's my name. Yeah, I was gonna say if anyone drives through Allentown,
right? Yeah,
you can see the Goddess on the road.
Yes, right over the bridge.
Right over the bridge in Allentown. There you go. And it was big, ladies and gentlemen. It was H-U-G-E. You can't come in the car with me. You're huge. Oh, my God. So that is fabulous. And hopefully, you know, when she's, you know, with the Billboard Awards and the Grammys and all this shit, she'll remember us little people. Well, only because
I would never forget you, Mr. Goff.
That you're a sweetheart. That's good because remember, all the same people you meet on the way up, you're meeting them all on the way back down again. Never forget.
Well, you know what? Why don't I just meet you at, you know, at the hole?
There you go. The martini's kicking in, huh?
I think it is, yeah.
There it is. We were talking underboobs before. But we're not gonna, it has nothing to do with golf, so we're not gonna get into it now. But we were having a big in-depth philosophical discussion on underboobing. I'm all for it. And actually, I believe the goddess is all for it, too. She was reminding me or mentioning to me that over the course of the last few days, while she was celebrating, she met many great people.
Let's clear this up. You're for underboob. I'm just for boob. I don't even know what.
Oh, I'm sorry. You enjoy getting the whole thing.
You're for underboob. I'm just for boob.
You're for boob. Okay, got it. My bad. I apologize.
Maybe that's an old thing or people do underboob.
And, stop the breath. An old thing?
Yeah.
An old thing.
Because in the
1950s, all the girls on Happy Days were showing underboob.
Yeah, I think it is. I think they was.
Okay. Yeah, and back in the 40s there, in the age of Hollywood, I remember when Katharine Hepburn was in a movie and she showed underboob. Underboob is brand new. Nobody did underboob until the last couple of years. It only became a thing.
I just saw boobs.
I just see boob.
Maybe people just show me their boobs. Maybe I'm special. Maybe the goddess is special.
There you go.
I am a goddess, so yeah, so I get it.
There you go. That's entirely possible.
I get it.
Well, all right then. Old. It's an old thing. Really? Ageism? I'm deeply offended. But I'll get over it. I'll move on. Yeah, I'll give you something old, babe.
I know you will.
Anyhow, so yeah, I played this weekend, folks. It's a miracle. True blues.
I'm so happy
spectacle for
you. How's your back feeling?
Surprisingly, because I haven't tried to do anything stupid, like hit into my net or swing a club. So far, so good, and it's Wednesday.
Oh, that's good.
Yeah, no, I should be good to go now. I did not cripple up on Sunday. Or Monday, better yet. Seems to hit me 2 days after. Yeah, no, I'm pretty pleased. I wasn't pleased with the front nine, but in all fairness, I was completely, you know, lifting my arms in the air and not trying to swing. I needed to get in 8 or 9 holes before I could trust that I could actually, you know, go at it a little bit and be okay after, you know, the 2 weeks before that where... you know, I got to the ball and my right side of my body just said, no, let go. And next thing I know, I'm swinging the club with just my left arm. And as everybody out there knows, you can't play golf with just your left arm. So that was 2 weeks. But yeah, tooey-tooey. I got through it and there seemed to be no particular ill effects. The inside of my knee was a little twitchy, but other than that, the outside of the foot, the wrist, the tennis elbow, no, all of it so far so good. I was going to play this week, but you know what? I'm not going to start playing during the week just yet. I'll wait till after Memorial Day weekend and then try to get in at least once during the week so I can say I play twice a week because there's a big difference between playing once a week and playing twice a week. At least I find there to be a very big difference. You just, after a week, you forget. If it's 3 days, you kind of sort of have that memory of, okay, I kind of remember where I was when I was on 18, you know, or 17 or whatever on the back nine. And you can kind of sometimes pick up where you left off as opposed to a week. If I don't play Saturday and I tee it up again on Saturday, I might as well have not played for 6 months. It's going to take me at least 3 holes before I begin to go, oh, yeah, okay, there we go. But it is what it is. And I didn't play this week. I said, why push my luck? I feel good. I don't feel good. I mean, it's still, you know, twitchy, but then again, it's always twitchy. But twitchy I can and get away with. Twitchy where it's, you know, not debilitating. you know, I can kind of, you know, do things and not think about it for the most part. There are certain, you know, certain moves after you have it for 1,000 years or certain moves instinctively when you start to do, you go, hold on, let's just, you know, confirm we can do that. But I would say it's, you know, 85%. And that's as good as it ever gets. So, you know, I'm cool with it.
Okay.
So, yes, it was nice to be able to play and not have it, you know, land me on 5 days Advils. And which is funny, too, because now they're coming out with reports that stuff like Advils are actually not good to take when you have back pain. You're supposed to exercise and or work around it. Evidently, according to this, it wasn't a double blind or anything, that kind of study, but it was a study evidently nonetheless, and they found that by giving people or people taking whenever their back goes, like a bunch of ibuprofen, turns it into a chronic condition, which is, you know, interesting.
Oh, that's good to know.
Yeah.
Well,
but I'm still gonna get my sinus headache, so I'm always gonna be taking Advils at some point or another. Anyway, so it's, you know, if my back is chronic, which since, you know, my late teens, it's been, I guess at this point we would consider it chronic, you know, 50 years or so. But yeah, new studies, who knows? If I get a headache, I'm gonna take an Advil. My back doesn't bother me more than it normally does, I won't take an Advil. Which is, that's how I know how good or bad it is. When it gets warmer, I don't get the headaches as much. I get them more from the dry heat in the winter, evidently. So it's a lot less Advil. So this way I kind of know when my back really is at, as opposed to when I've, you know, had headaches for 2 days and I'm, you know, belly full of Advils and I'm semi-numb from them all. But yes, I played and it was good and I'm looking forward to playing this weekend. It's supposed to be a beautiful weekend, unfortunately. What, the 5th, 18th today, 19th, 20th? My second round of golf is May 21st. Okay, forgetting the first one from 6 weeks ago that, you know, screwed me all up. Yeah, right. I was going to say, right before I had Rona, and then I should say for the first time, because now they're starting with all the other reports that they're ready to start with masks again here in the city. Nassau County is among the highest rates, certainly in the state, could be in, I don't know, in New York State, Nassau and Suffolk, and evidently the city. The infections are rising at a very not good rate. Yoo-hoo, here we go again. And now they're saying, oh, yeah, and by the way, the problem is they want people to start wearing masks because you can evidently get reinfected 2, 3, 4, who knows how many times. You can get reinfected with whatever the latest version is. But there's a possibility also that one of those later infections could actually trigger long-term. Really?
Oh, my God.
Really? I mean, do you sit down and spend a solid 48 to 72 hours coming up with the absolutely positively worst piece of news you can give me? You know, that after all of this nonsense, after, you know, a month ago, I had super immunity. All of a sudden, I have jack squat. Really? Anyway, the only, even remotely good news in any of this is they finally had something in the Times that somebody they've been working on it for a while, but somebody realizes the most important thing about all of this is they need to get a nasal vaccine for this virus. Right now, they're shooting you into it. The only way it goes to work is when you get the damn virus, by putting it in the nose, in your mucous membranes. You will stop it there, thus preventing you from getting infected in the first place. Evidently, an effective vaccine for the nose is a bit more difficult to put together than just shooting you in the arm with it. But since now shooting me in the arm with it is what it is. They really need, I know they've been working on it for a while, and also broad spectrum, where they'll be able to give you one whatever, and it will cover any virus, like including the common cold, which is a virus. It'll cover them all. So what they really need to do is get one that covers them all into a nasal spray and get that shit done ASAFP. Know what I mean? And that's it. CPR man is done for the evening. But it really, really wigged me out when I started reading. I said, after all of this, I said a month ago, I had super immunity. I can go out. I can have a semblance of a life. And now you're telling me, yeah, maybe not. Same shit. So turn it into same shit, different year. Anyway, enough raining on the parade. I'm just venting there a little bit. I'm sure a lot of you out there are feeling frustrated the same way as I am. It's just every week they change the news and it's never good. Hopefully soon enough, by the fall maybe. Maybe by the fall they'll have broad spectrum. But I think they're going to get to the point where they say, as far as shots are concerned, it's not going to stop you from getting it. No matter what we come up with shot-wise, for whatever variations, we may keep you from, you know, the variation from killing you, but it doesn't mean you're not going to get something.
I thought it was always like that.
They need to do the nasal. No, come on, a month ago, I got boosted and I got COVID and it went away in a week. I had super immunity. And then, you know, 3 weeks later, not so fast. That just really is shucking my oysters. But anyway, talk about being in a doctor's office or hospitals. There's a story. It's story time. There's a story about a hospital with a doctor in it and a golfer in the waiting room. Seems earlier in the day, the golfer had taken his wife out to play golf with him. That's a nice thing to do, right? No?
What?
A catch in the middle of something there?
No, you're losing me with all the COVID stuff, but no.
No, I'm done. I've moved on from the COVID. We're done with the COVID. I vented, I ragged, and we're done with that. But
I was falling asleep for a second.
That's okay. Not to worry. He's going on again. Uh-oh.
I was falling asleep for a second.
There we go. That's right. You wouldn't. The frightening thing is, you wouldn't be the first co-host to fall asleep in the middle of one of my rantings.
No, because I was like, I thought that was always the case with COVID that we you still catch it. Like,
oh, yeah. No.
I thought that was always the case. Okay.
Yeah, right.
Now
looking back, yeah, it conceivably was. Anyway, it's irrelevant. So we've moved on now.
Okay.
We're talking about a nice guy that takes his wife to play golf. You're good with that, right?
Yes.
Okay. So they get to the first hole, and he wants her to be able to see, you know, what it's like. And he also, as long as he's got her there, wants to use her as a forecaddy. And we all know what a forecaddy is. Maybe we don't. To the newbies out there, a forecaddy is not a normal caddy who carries your bag and does all of that normal caddy stuff. A forecaddy is someone, that's F-O-R-E, someone you send down the fairway, you pay them to go down the fairway to approximately where your ball is expected to land, and they are down there to watch your tee shots so that when you get there, they will say to you, your ball is there, or your ball is there. Having a forecaddy is actually a nice thing to have, especially when you're playing the black course. We actually tried to do that once, and the amount they were trying to charge us for one guy to walk down the fairway to see where our ball, didn't have to carry a bag, didn't have to do a damn thing all day other than walk down in the middle of the fairway and tell us where our shots went. It just saves a bunch of time, like I said, on the black course. The other courses, you know, you hit it into the wherever you go in and look for it. And if you hit it into the too deep fescue, you know, sucks for you. Don't hit it in the fescue. You won't have that problem. But anyway, I remember we set it all up and we got there and I went to pay. And they were like, I don't know, it's like $80, $90 or something. And I said, okay, we're going to split that. And I go up to pay. And they go, it's like, you know, $90. I go, yeah. And they go, for each person. Like, what? Excuse me? I mean, I could be not completely right on that, but I'm not also completely wrong. I just remember some absurd amount of money they wanted for us to pay some, you know, person to literally just stroll down 220 yards down the fairway and stand around and, you know, just keep an eye on where our shots go. So that didn't happen. But anyway, that's what a four caddy is. So
okay.
He decided to use his wife as a four caddy. So he takes and stands her up against a tree. And he goes back in the cart and he goes to tee off. So he goes ahead, he tees off, hits the ball, yanks it to the left. She's on the left side of the fairway. Line drive, like a rocket. Straight at her, bang, cracks her right in the forehead, up against a tree, dead as a doornail. Although he gets to her, and maybe she's not dead, maybe he's still breathing. I don't remember. It doesn't really matter for the whole story when all this said and done. I don't remember whether she was dead or not. She might have still been alive. Nah, I think it killed her. Anyway. So the guy finishes the round and brings her to the hospital. You going to let that go?
What?
He finished the round. Okay, I'm kidding. He didn't. I'm just jostling with you. He didn't finish the round. He finished the front nine, though. Anyway, finally takes her to the hospital. He's sitting in the waiting room. The doctor comes in. He goes, Mr. Whoever, your wife, sorry to hear. And he's like, yeah, well, you know, I guess stuff happens. And the doctor says, I do have one question for you. And the husband goes, yeah, what's that? He goes, well, your wife came in with a golf ball in her forehead. And the guy's like, yeah. He goes, well, I have a question. He goes, okay, Doc, what's that? He goes, we found a second golf ball that was jammed into her belly button. And the guy looks at the doctor and goes, oh, that was my mulligan. That's the other old quick joke. What do they call a mulligan overseas on a golf course?
Yeah.
Line three. Get it?
Yeah, I get it.
Yeah, they don't do mulligans over there. They don't take kindly upon. I always like that. What do you call a mulligan in Europe? Lying three.
You know what? Next week, I'm going to do a joke, please. Can I?
It's a story. It's not a joke. We don't do jokes here. Jokes are so crass.
We share stories.
Do you want to do next week's story?
Please let me.
We'll call it whatever you want to call it, Precious.
Yeah. I thought that was a joke.
We can go with that. We like to refer to them as stories.
I wonder why it was so long.
Well, yeah, because sometimes you want to paint the picture. I can do quickies also, but it's much more fun to tell a story and have that story lead to a humorous conclusion.
Oh, I get it.
I could bust out one-liners all day and all night, you know? And once in a blue moon, if I'm feeling lazy.
I'm learning.
Once in a blue moon, if I'm feeling lazy, I'll just, you know, bust out a one-liner. Like,
I'm learning.
You know, the golfer was complaining, oh, my God, I'm going to his caddy. Oh, my God, I can't play this game. I'm going to go into that lake and drown myself. And the caddy goes, don't bother. You couldn't keep your head down long enough. Ba-dum-bum. You know, I could spit shit like that out all day long. Anyhow, getting to the tours. We've covered everything, right? I played golf. You're a superstar. Under boob. And compared to all boobs, I think we pretty well. And we got the story in.
And I just finished the rest of the bottle of my vodka. So, yeah.
And we're only halfway done.
Yeah.
Wow. Not bad for us. Okay. Let's move along the tours. Let's talk tours real quick because there's all kinds of shit going on there. Last week, The big boys, J.H. Lee repeated as the winner of the Byron Nelson Open. Only three other people have repeated as champions of the Byron Nelson. And those are they're three little-known names in golf. Those little-known names are Sam Snead, Tom Watson, and Jack Nicklaus are the only other people. And now J.H. Lee has joined them as the only four people to have ever won the Byron Nelson back-to-back. So congratulations on him. He beat out local favorite Jordan Spieth with his new weird pre-shot swing. But in all fairness, Jordan had been in the desert for a couple of seasons, came out as a baby on tour, stupid strong, just, you know, jumped right in and won a bunch of majors. And then kind of fell off the earth there for a little bit, was having some issues. But he's now back and playing really well, which is good for him. But he's got this weird little pre-swing move where he kind of lifts the club up, does a weird kind of right shove thing with his shoulder, and I don't know what it's all about. Because he doesn't seem to do it when he actually then goes ahead and swings the club. But it's neither here nor there. He's the hometown boy. He didn't win. J.H. Lee was your winner, and that's the way it goes. This week they are playing the PGA. It is the second.
I've been waiting for this.
Oh, have you now? It's a second major.
Well, because major. You said last week I was ahead of myself, so.
I actually do remember. You wanted wanting to get into the whole PGA thing, and I said you're a week early.
Yeah, I actually watched some of that. Tiger Woods was actually practicing, so.
Yeah, it all starts tomorrow, and the needle is playing. Everybody says he looks a lot better than he did 6 weeks ago, which you got to figure 6 weeks of healing can help. I saw him briefly, and you can't miss the limp. I mean, he seemed a little more upright. We'll see when he plays. I was going to say if they have any coverage of him.
He also could be faking out too.
No, he's not faking out. He will limp forever.
you don't think so?
No, that's not. He's not doing that to lull all the other competitors and then all of a sudden he's going to start doing backflips and what have you. No, that boy's going to be a permanent gimp. I don't see that ever going away. But I guess it's better to have a gimpy leg than no leg at all.
Yes.
And
yes,
we're not going to spend any time on his nonsense this evening because we've got like Phil's nonsense to get into. And Phil, I don't know what's with Phil. There is so much crazy shit going on in the world of professional golf, and we are going to get to it if I can ever, stay on freaking track long enough to get the other crap out of the way. They're playing the PGA this week. We'll get into that more in a bit. The DP, the Dip Tour, the Swadal Open. Suodal, however the hell they pronounce it. Sam Horsfield was your winner. The ladies, the Founders Cup, Minji Lee was your winner, and they are off until the ladies' U.S. Open, which is in a couple of weeks. Hang on 1 second. Nobody move. The goddess, talk about your poster for 5 seconds. Go.
My what? My billboard? Wait, you got me off track. Talk about what poster?
Okay, I'm back. Were you talking? No, you don't. I could have probably paused it, but that would have been just too damn easy. My dim lights overhead were if you get them at the wrong spot.
I don't like when people keep me off guard. Now you had me talking about nonsense.
That's what fine. That's all I needed. I needed you to talk about nonsense for about 5 seconds. My dim lights were fluttering. I was starting to have a
don't do that again.
What's it called when you have a stroke? When you know, the foot. No, what's it with the flashing lights they set off? Not a stroke. What's it called?
What? The flashing lights.
Yes, yeah, some people get a that's not a stroke.
Floaters,
what's it called?
Floaters.
No, when you see a strobe light, it like messes your whole body up.
I don't get that.
Most people don't, but there are some people with a strobe light will set off. I forgot what it's called. It's not a stroke. Children have seizure. There we go.
Oh.
Anyway, so yeah, the lights were fluttering, and if I didn't do something about it, I was going to like start getting seizures. It was supposed to be a joke, and since I couldn't come up with the word.
Oh, so you really wanted me to talk about my poster.
I wanted you to talk about anything. I just came up with the poster real quick because I figured since I was throwing it right at you out of nowhere, I could have just stopped and said, hey, folks, I'm having a little lighting issue here, so... You know, now'd be the good time to go get a drink, refill your martini glass or what have you.
That would have worked better.
Yeah. Here's the sound of the goddess sipping her drink. There you go. That would have worked. Anyhow, yeah. Okay. So, I'm not going to have a seizure now, mercifully. The Champions Tour. Steve Stricker won the Champions. Good for you. And they're off for a couple of weeks until the Senior PGA, which I think next weekend. Fun fact, Minji Lee, who was your winner of the Founders Cup on the LPGA Tour this week. You know how they keep stats, obviously, of all the professional tours. And, you know, everybody keeps their own stats. But you want to look at stats for the, you know, top players in the game. You've got Minji Lee. Okay, from 200 to 250 yards out, she is closest to the hole on the LPGA Tour. How cool is that? And then you move from 250 to 200, you move to 150 to 200. And guess who the closest person on the LPGA Tour is to the flag from 150 to 200 yards? Number one, guess who? Minji Lee. Then you move in from 150 to 200 to 100 to 150 yards. Guess who is the closest to the flag, number one, on the LPGA Tour from 100 to 150 yards?
Minji Lee?
Yes! Surprise! And then we move into the all-important 100 to 150 yards. Guess... One more time. Guess
Minji Lee.
She is number one in proximity to the flag in every yardage category on the LPGA Tour.
I have a question.
Ask away.
Okay. So, which is probably a dumb question because I know
the
answer. The
only dumb question is the question you'd never ask.
So, do women... golfers make the same as men golfers?
Are women what?
Do women golfers make the same amount?
Oh, not even close.
Okay.
Oh no, apples and oranges.
I knew that already.
Oh yeah, no,
too.
we've actually broken down numbers right here on this show.
We don't have to do that tonight.
No,
but
we're not. Don't worry.
I knew the answer already, but all I just right. wanted
yeah,
to
no.
confirm
and
it.
You were just worried about getting me started. Yes, and honestly, I really was. All of a sudden, now you're going to start spouting numbers on the tours and all of that.
Yeah.
No, we've done that previously. We shan't be doing that again this evening. But no, the ladies are make a lot less money. A lot less money than the men. I mean, there are times that the ladies literally can be underwater for a week. They have, you know, the same expenses. But they don't play for anywhere near the kind of money,
wow.
the sponsorship. But well, you know what? It's really a matter of supplementation. You know, most of the golf watching on the planet. Remember, we've been through this a million times. Golf is a niche sport. It's getting bigger. It's, you know, out there. But, you know, the world doesn't watch golf. In all fairness, I don't care to watch golf. I find it, you know, unless I can't fall asleep. If I'm up for whatever reason, usually I close my eyes and I go to sleep. But if for whatever occasional reason I cannot, put on the golf, 5 minutes, I'm gone. I like to play golf the same way I don't like to practice golf. I don't like to hit balls. I find nothing in that. And also the fact that physically I like
to hit balls.
You are so not suckering me into that one. I see you've opened the door, goddess. I am not walking through. We just don't have enough time this evening. If you'd come up with that, 20 minutes ago, it might have been a different story. But we'll talk about your ball slapping another time, or your ball whacking.
I like that ball slap.
You like that ball slap, don't you?
Yes, I do.
Yes, you do. Indeed, she does. There's no doubt in my mind. Anyhow.
I'm hitting my leg. Well, okay, go ahead. I don't want to get you off track. This is very easy to get you off track.
She's vicious. Okay, she's vicious, folks. She's vicious. She's had enough to melt the chrome off a bumper, though. That's why we keep her around. And she knows it. Anyway, so I don't like to hit ball. I like to play golf. I don't like to watch golf. I don't like to. I watch the finals like anything else. I recorded the hockey game. The Rangers made it through to whatever.
You like to watch golf, and you have a golf podcast.
I can't stay awake long enough to watch the golf.
I'm so glad you admitted that, because I didn't want to admit that.
No, you know what? You have to record it. I've always commented how it gets me crazy that the way they get on the green. When they get on the green, three guys stand around while one guy lines up his putt. If we played like that at the Page, oh my God, forget the fact we get shot by the guys behind us, but we'd be looking at, 6-hour rounds again. And in all fairness, rounds have gotten quicker. The what?
I watched it. I was like, oh my Lord, this is like.
Yeah, I told you to record it. You need to fast forward to when they hit the damn ball. Other than that, everything else is bullshit. The only thing that matters is what happens when they hit the ball. So unless you want to, watch somebody do something in particular with a type of swing you want to emulate or get, locked in your brain kind of thing.
I had to take my vibrator out. It was like, oh, Jesus. It's like, I did. I actually kept it on, right, and I watched it the whole time, and I had to take like little mini breaks, right, and I had to take my vibrator out.
Gotcha. Yeah, you got to record and hit fast forward.
I'm sorry. Lot.
Okay. let me go down the list here. Oh, I had an interesting one over the weekend. There was an article, an op-ed in the Times. They don't call them op-eds anymore. I forgot what they call them. Maybe they just call them opinions. I don't know. It doesn't really matter. It's all semantics. Anyway, there was a nice piece written by a nice lady that was talking, I don't remember what the hell it was even talking about at this point. But she made a point, which I don't remember, honestly. My brain is filled up with all this golf nonsense at the moment. Maybe if I stopped and thought about it, I could remember. But what struck me about this article, she was using the term mistress. And, talking about, I guess, whoever was someone's mistress. And she commented in the article that there is no corresponding word in the English language for mistress. In other words, a mistress applies strictly to a female, correct?
Mm-hmm.
Well, there is no word in the English language that is the opposite of that. His as opposed to hers. Hers is a female, his is a male. There's no word that is the opposite male version of mistress.
That's true.
Isn't that it? Well, here's one.
That's true.
I said, wow, what an interesting thought. Who knew? Anyway, so of course, I had a little brainstorm. I went online and I found her website and it had her email. So I sent her an email. I figured I couldn't be the first to think about this. I said, but I sent the email. I said, hi, enjoyed your article, but especially that point you made about Mistress. I said, I'm guessing I'm not the first person to come up with this, but how about using as opposed to Mistress for a guy? Are you ready? Why not use Histress? Get it? Mistress is for a woman. His, H-I-S-T-R-E-S-S, is for a man. Why, doesn't that just, like, make common sense?
I thought it was a gigolo. I thought gigolos was kind of like a mistress.
No, a gigolo gets paid.
A mistress gets paid, too.
Yeah, but again, you're talking semantics. A female gigolo is technically a hooker.
A mistress is kept though.
A hooker, you don't keep your hookers, I don't think.
And a gigolo can be kept too. A man can have arrangement with a female.
Yeah, but there's no name for that. In other words, a gigolo is technically a male hooker, but there is no word until the one I came up with for a mistress. That's why I came up with Histress.
Okay.
And she actually got back to me. She goes, oh, I like it. I said, come on, I invented a word. Look at me.
Okay.
I thought that was pretty cool.
Histress.
You made a billboard this week, which is cool, but I invented a word.
I didn't make a billboard. Someone did it for
me. I didn't mean you went up there with a bunch of hammer and nails and built a billboard. You made the billboard. I mean, you were on it.
Yeah, it's histress. I'm trying to get used to that word.
Histress. I think it's, you know, it's pretty cool. I also came up with the whatever sign.
Okay.
Let me tell you about that. There's a sign you make where you hold your three fingers up in the air. That's the W. And then if you're using it doesn't matter what hand you're using. It's better with your right hand. Three fingers up in the air. And then when you're done with that, you turn them 90 degrees to the left. So they're pointing to the left. So that's what, get it, with your fingers are up in the air. That's W for what. And then turn them, point them to the left. That's the E forever. So you look at somebody, you don't have to say, you just go.
I think someone does that.
Right? You know people that do that?
I think someone only did that.
Oh, I thought I invented that shit.
No, I think so. Yeah, I think, sorry.
Okay, well, I still invented his stress, so I'm good with that.
Okay, you did, you did invent that. I never heard that.
Okay, I did with that. Okay, where are we? Well, oh, my stars. Okay, let's get to the guy. Oh, so her name was Jessica Bennett. It was a lovely article. You want to look her up. She's done a lot of other writing. That was her name, and she answered me and got back to me, and she's a very nice lady, and it cracked me up. She didn't go like, oh, yeah, I've heard that before. She was like, oh, I love it. I was like, well, cool then. I thought that was cool. Okay, so they're playing the PGA. Where to begin? Oh, first, I guess most importantly, I remember last week I was stumbling. I was sure that whole nonsense with what the tour was going to decide about letting the guys go play in the first LIV tournament in wherever the hell it's going to be, that I knew that there was a decision coming and it was coming soon. And I think I even mentioned it could even be today, meaning last Tuesday when we were talking.
Yes.
Guess what? It was last Tuesday when we were talking. After we were done, I was either on the phone or online or something. And when the thing popped up, PGA Tour denies letting anybody go play the LIV Tour. And it's not competing with any other tour event. They have granted exemptions and let guys go when they were playing in Saudi Arabia under the banner of the European Tour, the Asian Tour. So it was a tour-sanctioned event. This event is not. This is the LIV League, which has nothing to do with anything else at all. And people figure their second tournament was going to be at Pumpkin Ridge in the U.S. that was going to be the same weekend as a tour event in the country. So everybody was sure that they were going to say no to anybody that wanted an exemption to play at Pumpkin Ridge. People didn't expect them to say no to this particular tournament, although if you think about it, it's not tour-related. It's unofficial, technically. So I wasn't surprised at all. But a lot of people are like, whoa, they denied everybody, and they did. Ooh. Now it gets interesting. It also got pathetic. I know I almost hate to like talk about this guy, but he's running the LIV. Oh, interestingly enough, forget who's running the LIV for the moment. And evidently there's a possibility that the rumor is out that he's only there for the moment. Evidently these guys, the Saudi tour, discussed the possibility of not Greg Norman, the great white Nimrod, but Jack Nicklaus running the LIV tour. And they evidently, according to reports, and I guess Jack himself, get ready for this one, they offered Jack $100 million to oversee their new tour. Jack said no in verbiage, and he also said no in writing. And here's where it gets, this is just getting like nuts at this point. Jack Nicklaus is now, get ready for this one, I love it, is being sued by the company that actually owns his name for talking, even talking, and being associated with talking to this LIV Golf League. Evidently, Jack sold his name and likeness to a company.
Wow.
It's a marketing company, whatever the hell they do, for many millions of dollars some years ago. They now are suing him. This is totally, you can't make it up. They are now suing him because they're saying the bad publicity that's been generated by him even talking to this LIV League has hurt his brand and his name. And they own the name. So as far as they're concerned, they've been wronged. Mm. How freaking nuts is that? That, my friends, is cray-cray. Anyhow, and then let's get to Norman real quick. Plain and simple, Greg Norman, oh my God, if people wonder why people think golfers are stupid, you, my friend, are really taking the cake, evidently. Nobody could possibly be telling you to say these things, so I guess they're coming from your heart. Which is a little frightening. There are no releases, as we mentioned. Greg needs to stop talking, but there's a rumor. There's a rumor that Greg is not long for the LIV Tour. It's just a rumor from our boy Alan Shipnuck, whose book on Party Boy Phil Mickelson is out this week, along with the revelation I think we talked about briefly last week of within an X number of year period, Phil losing $40 million in earnings, in gambling. There's also a guy in jail, a guy he evidently turned evidence on. I don't know whether he took the fifth or not, but the guy he was doing gambling with was somehow involved in getting the guy sent to jail. Because the guy was like, you know, that was not cool. That was not cool. Anyway, so Greg he's got to be running out of feet to shoot himself in. You know, they were talking about the whole Khashoggi thing. And Greg's like, everybody makes mistakes. And I said to him, you know, just the other day, I was in the kitchen hacking up my cousin into little pieces to put into a bag and stick in a freezer somewhere. And I said to myself, you know,
Everybody makes mistakes.
I might be making a mistake. But
everybody
makes mistakes.
Everybody makes mistakes.
As I'm sitting there with the chopping thing, you know, whatever they, what does a butcher use? A cleaver. I'm sitting there with the cleaver, you know, whacking off those body parts, going, yeah, this could be a mistake. And then he doesn't want, and they killed 81, they, what do you call it? Kill. What's it called when you kill somebody?
Murder?
No, execute. There we go.
Oh.
Yeah, you know, it's the same. Somebody gets killed, but it's got different names depending upon who's doing it. So evidently they executed 81 people, and Greg's like, no, I don't worry about 81 dead people. I look forward. He said this. And then I don't know where he got into the thing about gay rights, but he says, honestly, I don't think I have any gay friends. So Greg, evidently the rumor is Greg's not long for the tour, but honestly, I don't think I have any gay friends. Okay, I'm not sure. I don't know. You know? And the other morning when I woke up, that guy was, you know, no, never mind. I'm not going to get into it. I'm not going there. I'm going to move along. We'll see how long Greg is for this. But really, Greg, just, you know, no comment. Okay, those are the only two words you should be using at this point. Because, you know, I don't know. I'm not even going to get into any of the election crap today. They're electing people in this country that, like, are getting them into elections. Like, lunatics. What is going on in the world? Okay, so that's, you know, now the shit's going to hit the fan with the whole stuff with the tours, and we'll see what happens. And nobody knows what's doing with Phil. Phil originally was going to be playing in the PGA. Hell, folks, he's the defending champion. Evidently, he has withdrawn. The only question is he going to show up at the Saudi event, or is he just going to take a pass altogether? If he takes a pass altogether, it'll be status quo, and, you know, we'll have to then sit tight and see what happens. If he shows up at the Saudi event, holy crap, that's going to be a fun situation. Whew. I tell you, a lot going on, a lot going on indeed. So we'll see what happens with Phil. And, oh, yeah, and people bitching about, they're charging $18 for a beer at the PGA tournament this week.
Wow.
Now, well, that sounds absurdly outrageous. And,
wow.
It kind of sort of is, but only to a point. What, you know, people are so funny. Ha ha. They always leave stuff out. And it's bad when you leave stuff out, because when you leave stuff out, you don't really get the full picture. So while they are charging $18 for a beer, evidently the fact that was left out is that it's not a 12-ounce can of beer you're buying for $18. Evidently, it's a double can. It's huge. It's 24 ounces of beer, which means you're now paying $9 a can, in essence, right? Most people just get a 12-ounce can of beer, and that's considered a beer. So if you're getting two for 18, it's not like, you know what, it's still $9 for a beer, but it's not like you're paying $18 for a beer, which would be, you know what, a buck and a half an ounce?
Oh, yeah.
$6 for a water.
Yeah.
That's, you know, look, it's not like gouging like the live. I mean, I know the European tournaments, to go in to see the tournaments, like $30. And the live was trying for the first event they're having over there, or the event they're having in England. Oh, yeah, the first event is in England, I think. They're charging, I don't know, like a minimum of $85. $85 to what? Watch. I don't know. I don't even have to drop names. Anybody who shows up there has nothing to lose. So you're not going to be dealing with any top players unless, you know, somebody crazy like Phil shows up there. And he's 50. So. And he stretches. He's 50. But, you know, who's paying $85 to watch these guys? That's why, that's the whole annoying thing. That's why it's sports washing. They're not going to make any money. They don't even have a TV deal. So they're spending, and they just added another evidently, they just threw Norman another $2 billion to add to the pot. Crazy shit. Crazy, crazy, crazy. Where are we? And we're kind of sort of almost finished here. Look at that. And I haven't even gotten into a bunch of the other stuff. They were talking about how Gary McCord, you gotta love Gary McCord. Gary McCord had gambling deal going on with Mickelson. When Mickelson would come by the hole that McCord was in the tower on, he would have hand signals that he'd sent to Bones, Phil's caddy, for all those years. And they would be betting on football games. And they were talking about one time a PGA tournament, Phil Mickelson goes off into the woods. He's sitting on a stump on a tree or something, you know, with his back to where the cameras would be. And, you know, with his head down, he's on the phone, like, placing bets and shit on football games in the middle of a major. And he's making bets with guys in the TV tower. I love it. I can't top that. I cannot. I think we're going to call it quits right there. I have a whole bunch of stuff I didn't even get to. But if I get started now, we're going to run so way over, and we are. We are at our allotted. No, it's not allotted. We can do whatever the hell we want. But I'm guessing you've all given me enough of your time. I know the goddess has given me more than I deserve. But then I just consider myself a lucky guy every week because I have her at all. But yeah, we are done. Okay. What time is it? It is time for There it is. Go, girl. Oh, wait. And who's going to finish tonight? You or me?
Oh, I did it last night, so you can finish it tonight.
Okay, fair enough.
I'll give you the honors.
Oh, I like
I'll give you the honors.
I will. So I will finish us off this evening.
Yes. So I want to thank everybody who tune into us, who listen to us, who give us their time. And I want everybody to find us. Please find us.
Please find us.
Yes. And where can you find us? Wow. And all those, of course, social media. First, Instagram, In the Hole Podcast, Twitter, In the Hole Pod, Facebook, In the Hole, YouTube, In the Hole, TikTok, In the Hole Podcast, our website, InTheHolePodcast.com. And you can email us. Please email us. We want to hear from you. We would love to hear from you at fore@inthewholepodcast.com. And of course, we would like to give a shout out to our sound engineer, Chris Pummel. We love you. Mwah.
Wow, there you go. He's getting the good stuff.
Yes, he does. He gets the good stuff.
All right, because he makes us sound so good.
Yes, he does.
All right. In that case, everybody, thanks so much. As always, certainly the high point of my week. And with any luck, I won't break myself into little bits and pieces this weekend. Looking forward to playing this weekend, hopefully, and hoping wherever you all are, you will get out there and enjoy our fabulous game. And that's kind of sort of it until next time. So, on that note, let's just have the goddess. Oh, no, it's me. It's me.
Yes. Wait a minute. Well,
all right. Anyway. Say goodnight, goddess.
Good night, everybody.
There you go. That's it. Here it comes. Wait for it. Peace out.